7 p.m. only on Double Radio 92.7 FM. The call in is always open, 844-967-2789. Again, that's 844-967-2789. And welcome back to another show. I hope everyone is doing great because it's been a while, but I'm happy to be back for another show. I do want to introduce our guests. Joe, I think, do you want to kind of go first and kind of introduce yourself and your position? Just in general.
Yeah, sure. My name is Joe Lazar. Thanks for having me back. So happy to be here. I am the program director with the Neighborhood House Community Center, where I work with Noemi. We run programs for youth, for senior citizens, for people with disabilities. We now have a monthly legal clinic, and we have an expanding food pantry. So, you know, Noemi and I are really in the community every day working to provide these services to people. So it's great to be here and talk with you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. And we're also here with Eric. I know both of you have been here before, but in different shows. So if you want to introduce yourself.
Hi, yeah, I was here just for a little bit earlier in the spring, but my name's Eric Franzi. I'm a climate organizer with Wisconsin Conservation Voters and just in general in the community too. I went to school in Madison, been living here again for a couple weeks actually at this point. And yeah, I do a lot of advocacy around climate justice and clean energy and clean water around the state, and particularly just in the Madison area too.
Mm-hmm. Well, cool. I'm happy to have you here, especially with the August 9th election coming up. And as we know, election coming up in November, what has been kind of your organizing that you've done in the community, kind of centered around climate, but also just in general, like community advocacy within the community?
Yeah, well, especially with the election, there is a primary election already on August 9th. So I would encourage everybody who's able to vote on or before that day. But it's a big year for Wisconsin Conservation Voters. And just, I think, in terms of like a lot of issues, it's a really contentious climate, both like, you know, literally with the climate and then in just the general broader political climate right now too. We see that there's like pretty consistent challenges and attacks on like democracy and also on like our planet itself. And so as a response, like, you know, WCV or Wisconsin Conservation Voters and a lot of other of our partners and organizations around the state and broader are really doubling down to connect with folks and encourage people to take action this fall, and I mean consistently too. But one of the ways that we see that kind of as a really tangible first step is to vote and to exercise like one of our basic democratic principles that unfortunately some folks in elected office see as a threat and want to kind of attack and roll back rights on too. So yeah, we're as an organizer like myself and some of my colleagues who have a similar role, and then just partner groups too, who I know are doing similar work, like even at a place like Neighborhood House, like community centers, we're just connecting with people and giving them tools to stay involved. Like I said, both with voting in elections and then advocating beyond that too, because that's really kind of like a first step to consistent involvement in building more representative democracy and communities that are healthier and better for us to live in too.
Right. And Eric was talking about something really important about voting and kind of taking action into your own hands, because in my experience as a lawyer, you see that the system is set up in ways that make it easy to put obstacles in the way of participating in democracy, like Eric said. And the only way around that is to vote and is to be aware and to know what the registration rules are and when the dates are, and really take it for yourself, right, to get to the polls and care about your community in that manner. So groups like Wisconsin Conservation Voters are so important because they provide that awareness to the community, right? So Eric does a great job in his community of going around and reminding people of the stakes of voting and why it's important not just to vote in a general election for president every 4 years, but it's important to vote for local and state races as well. So these are really some things to think about because, again, if we don't take action ourselves, it's very easy for other people to take action for us. And we see where that can lead us. So,
and also, too, like, so many people have historically been denied the right to vote, like so many, you know, marginalized communities, that it's really crucial to defend that before it's chipped away again. Because I, you know, there are some folks who, frankly, are as extremists and far right that they don't want the people's voice to be heard and don't want votes to be counted and want there to be really like strict barriers set in place for people to be able to exercise that right. And I really see, you know, advocating for democracy in that way and like pushing back against those forces as being crucial to advocating really for any other social change too, like be it an environmental priority, clean energy, clean water, climate, just general climate justice policies too, or any issue really that we see facing us, because we need to be able to like make our voice heard to advocate for those other issues as well.
What are some of those policies within Wisconsin that you were talking about, kind of the climate justice policies that you think YVC are kind of advocating for right now?
Yeah, well, there's been some really significant and like hopeful action on the state level with Governor Evers' clean energy plan and also environmental justice agency. And that's something new, like a new group within state government here that we haven't seen before. So we've been really happy to like partner with the governor on that level. I mean, we also really view keeping Evers elected as an important priority for us. You know, we make endorsements throughout this election year, and that's a lot of our focus is electorally during 2022. And one of the important endorsements we've already made is for Governor Evers to be reelected, because we know he is the best candidate for like conservation priorities too. But then it doesn't just, you know, it's not just to him. It's not just limited to advocating for him. So many people who really make a big difference, like Joe was saying too, are often like, maybe not at the highest levels, but people who are more like connected communities at local offices, be it at city or county level. And so there's a lot of really impressive initiatives that like are led by activists and community members around the state in different spots, both like, you know, everywhere from like suburbs here and around Madison up to like communities in the North Woods, like Marinette comes to mind as a random example and such, where people are pushing to have like clean energy resolutions, clean water that has, you know, standards that protect from like PFAS and other like kind of headline major instances of pollution that we see around the state too. So we're advocating for those. And then also for voting to be easier. So like early vote, voting that is able to be done, you know, absentee and by mail, because those are all ways that make it more accessible for people to cast a ballot as fits them too.
Right. And that's such a great point, because, you know, one of the biggest tragedies in America is how voter turnout really peels off as you get lower, you know. So Governor Tony Evers and, you know, getting Mandela Barnes into the Senate and Josh Call at Attorney General, right? These are such big positions to almost play defense for democracy, right? And, you know, look at the Senate right now. Adding one vote for federal climate policy is so important that, you know, picking the right candidate, right? Finding the right candidate is so important that voting in the primary is so crucial. And Eric made a great point before, too, about voting. Voting rights is such an important issue, because you can't even have the conversation about these other issues if you're not represented in government fairly. So how can we talk about what's a fair allocation of tax dollars or a fair allocation of resources? That conversation can't be done fairly in a democracy unless everyone's represented. And as you guys have been saying, you know, our country unfortunately has a history of certain groups not being represented. And, you know, with all the victories we've had there, there are still obstacles being, you know, placed. So having people like Eric there to knock down those obstacles is really awesome.
And also I'll just say too, like kind of building off that in a Wisconsin like context, I know it seems every cycle, like every election cycle, and I get a little, you know, disheartened just to be frank about this too, but like it seems like every time there's an election year, be it a midterm like this or like a general or a presidential election year too, you hear the lines of like, this is the most urgent and important election ever. Like, this is the biggest one to come yet, which can kind of get drowned out. But honestly, it feels like that is also, on the other hand, true, like with every time and every passing year in election, because especially viewed from like a climate or like environmental justice lens, the clock is ticking on like how much time we have to advocate for like a livable planet and for, you know, an equitable planet too. So every election really is crucial. And then in Wisconsin, there's such a hyper focus often on our state and what's happening here, kind of as like a litmus test for the rest of the nation. Because we are like that ultimate swing state and, you know, the place all political analysis and junkies want to focus on, but for a right reason. And while I believe that the majority of people here, if their voice is heard through the ballot and through other, like, you know, through being out in the streets and demanding other change, I think people really do want to see like clean energy and clean water and just like a healthy planet to exist with themselves, their families, their friends in. But the system has been structured so discriminatorily here and so extremely that we have like these ridiculous maps that just passed for the legislature and like really extreme gerrymandering in the state that makes, you know, that makes it an upward battle to continue advocating for ourselves too. And that's something we just have to be aware of, which is why it's really important to like be very determined about voting and organizing, you know, this fall and every year too. That's why like at WCV, this is our biggest election program yet ever that we've like had in the organization's history for about 20 years. We have the most like funding and like plans and initiatives to be on college campuses and in communities this year, because we do see it as so crucial in 2022.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know also kind of looking towards what we're seeing, not only the people on the ballot, but also the policies and what they're going to be voting on in the future and electing those electors. What is something that is coming up kind of for you that you think that we're going to really need strong candidates behind? I don't know. Either of you can kind of take that, but yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, just in general, like, I think it's really important to get more people elected who look like and represent this country and the communities they're serving. Because a lot of the times, right, like the powers that be and system of oppression mean we don't have really representative democracy and people don't feel like they have an advocate. So I think just getting more young people elected, getting more people of color elected, that's important. And that's like the way we start to actually implement policies that then reflect the lived experiences of those communities too.
And we get back, I will make a point about the structural inequalities of government, because Eric made a great point that I want to pick up on.
Nice.
I believe after the break. That is coming up now.
And we will be back. Thank you for tuning in.